Hey, this is Laura, and you're listening to Expand. Welcome back, love. Let's get into it.
As we begin to deepen our coaching practice and begin to invite our clients into conversations that involve emotional awareness or involve exploration of their thought patterns, it's really important that we also invite in the conversation with ourselves around where's the line for me between working within my scope and stepping over into a therapy style space. This line is going to be different for all of you, depending on your formal training, depending on the knowledge that you're coming into the coaching space with. But I think that generally speaking, most of you, most of my audience doesn't have the formal training of a therapist. And so this conversation is really important because we can very quickly get ourselves into a situation that we aren't prepared to handle. And that can feel very threatening and is often the biggest reason that holds us back from taking our clients to a depth that we are capable of taking them to. I think that it's really a disservice to our clients to just avoid this work entirely for fear of stepping over that line versus understanding where that line is and getting comfortable operating up to it. Training ourselves how to regulate inside of conversations that aren't traditional, aren't taught in certifications perhaps, but are absolutely within our scope. Okay, so here's the way that I like to think about it. Imagine your client is stuck down in a hole. Okay, they're like down in a hole and they're looking up at you and you're looking down at them and they're freaking out. They're frustrated, they're frazzled, they're overwhelmed, they're anxious, and they're just like, get me out of this hole, get me out of this hole. Our job is not to figure out what happened in their life that got them in that hole in the first place. Our job isn't to help them process their emotions that they're having about being in the hole. Okay? We're not like working through emotion. We're not dissecting where that emotion is rooted and healing the parts of themselves that are perhaps creating that emotion. Okay? And our job is also not to jump down into the hole with them and try to push them out. Our job in that moment is to get them to a place where they can come back to a place of calm and focus on the sky. Here's what I mean. Although we're not helping them to process emotion and we're not dissecting the events of their life to try and heal those events, and we're not forcing them up and out of the hole, we do have the capacity to hold space for them to feel what it is that they're feeling, to be in their experience differently, to separate the experience that they're having from the reality of their situation. Right? There's a part of them that's shifting up into their head and creating meaning about what being in the hole is doing to them. I'm stuck down in this hole and I can't move on in my life until I figure out how to get out of this hole. And I can't believe I'm in this hole again. Like, why do I keep making these same mistakes? Right? They very quickly will spiral into a disempowered place that will cause them to want to cope in their life to escape those really difficult feelings. So in that moment that your client is stuck down in a hole, our job is to slow everything down and get them to a place where they can be with the hard emotions that are coming up without trying to figure out why they're feeling that way, without trying to make them feel better. Just hold space, increase their capacity to be with themselves in a moment that they would otherwise prefer not to be in. When we do that, what we're doing is we're giving them access to their innate resourcefulness. We're giving them access to their resilience. We're giving them a chance to look around and notice that there's a ladder right behind them and they can climb out of the hole anytime they want, or to recognize that the hole actually isn't all that deep and they can just pop right out. They don't need you to pull them out. They don't need you to jump in and push them out. They can just hop right out at any time. Okay. Our role isn't to go into the past and dig up the past and heal what happened in the past that led them to this point. Our role is to help them be with their current experience differently so they can naturally shift back into a state of resourcefulness and balance. And in doing so, open to new choices available for them that serve the person that they're becoming. That's profound. And that's also why it can be really beautiful for clients who do have really difficult pasts, who do have trauma that they need to work through, that they need to heal, to enter into a dual relationship with you and with a trained therapist. It's not an either-or situation. We are meeting them in their current experience, holding them in it, and offering them new paths forward from that place. We're teaching them how to be with themselves today differently, even though hard things are present, even though hard emotions feel difficult to be with. We're creating a safe space for that to become possible so that they can move forward. And at the same time, they can be guided into the past to heal the past by someone who's trained to do that. That's just not our job. That's the work of a trained therapist. Okay, so whenever you start to get a little nervous about where that line is, here's what you could ask yourself. Ask yourself, am I guiding them to slow down so they can use this experience to move forward in their life? Or am I trying to help them make sense of or heal their past? If we're dabbling in the past, that's just an opportunity for us to go, whoop, that's not where I'm supposed to go. That's not where I'm trained to be existing in or holding them in. Let me zoom back up to the present moment and let's explore what's happening here in this moment, right now. It's okay to ask them where their emotions are being felt in their body. It's okay to invite them to explore what's happening beneath their conscious awareness in this moment. But it's also really important that we invite them to do so at the rate that they feel available for, right? So if they're really, really activated, really frazzled, we probably don't want to turn towards the thing that activated them in the first place to amplify their activation, right? We probably want to just take a moment to slow them down and get them to turn away from that activation for a bit and re-regulate, come back into a place of balance, and then ask them, do you feel available to revisit what was happening a minute ago? Do you feel available to turn back towards the question I just asked you or the story that was spiraling in your mind that got you to a place of feeling so uncomfortable, so worked up, so frustrated, or whatever it was that they were shifting into, whatever that experience was for them? Okay, so I think really trusting your instincts around what is this person available for in this moment? Do we want to turn towards what it is they're feeling, or do we want to maybe take a beat and let them rebalance, let them come back into a resourced place by offering them an opportunity to revisit their breath or focus on a memory that they felt empowered by? There can be a really beautiful conversation here with your client about exploring different resources available for them. Every client is going to have different resources. A resource is something that allows your client to come back into a place of presence with themselves. So a resource could literally be a soft blanket that they have, or a pet, or taking a moment to look at the sun or the sky, or a resource could be coming back to their breath or changing their posture, standing up if they're sitting down, or maybe like dancing around the room for a minute or listening to a favorite song. Everyone's going to have different resources. A really great way to figure out what someone's resources are is to ask them, what in your life makes you feel most like yourself? What in your life makes you feel most connected to the truest version of you? When was the last time, or what was the last memory you have of feeling deeply connected to who you really are? Where were you? Who were you with? What were you doing? Those moments can illuminate resources that we can cue our clients to access in moments like this to come back to a place of calm, come back to a place of presence, and be available for us to look at what their emotional experience is in that moment, to have conversation around it instead of just fighting to get out of it. Okay, so I think understanding that there is a line between therapy and coaching, but it's not as scary as we are conditioned to believe it is. I think that there's a lot of fear inside of the coaching space that warns us away from pretending to be a therapist. And of course, we should never play the role of therapist. We should never step into a space with a client that we don't feel confident to hold. And, you know, I think as we're figuring out where this line is, it's very natural for us to dance on that line and to feel it out and figure it out for ourselves. And I think that that's okay. I think it's okay for us to make mistakes. We are human. I think it's okay for us to be open to learning and to challenge ourselves to explore what that is for us. No one learns without stepping out of our comfort zone. No one learns without taking a risk and trying on a new way of holding a client. But trust what feels good and what doesn't. Listen to the internal guidance in your body. Be engaged in the experience with your client. And if you notice that your client is becoming dysregulated, or we don't feel like we have the capacity to guide them back into a place of regulation, slowing everything down, stopping what we're doing and backpedaling and just recognizing that, okay, maybe that was my line. Maybe that's where it was. And then accessing resources that will support you inside of this work, guides, spaces, teachings that are going to show you where you're safe to operate and how to operate there and where we should avoid. You know, just because something feels uncomfortable for you, just because a scenario doesn't feel super clear and we don't know exactly what to say or what to do in that moment, doesn't mean we've crossed the line. It means you're learning. It means you're growing. It means you're expanding out of a box that you were placed in when you got certified. So there has to be some leeway for you to experiment and to trust yourself that no matter what comes up, you can hold it. We can come back to a place of safety. You're gonna be okay. And if you're really not sure where that line is for you, getting training, understanding how to read a client's body somatically. There's so many beautiful trainings out there about somatics and understanding the difference between where we are meant to operate as a practitioner who can guide someone to relate to their experiences differently versus someone who's trying to heal a past experience. Okay, so again, coming back to, am I guiding them to slow down so that they can use this current experience to move forward? Or am I trying to move them backwards to heal what happened in the past or make sense of, to process what happened in the past? The former is where we want to be living, and the second one is where we want to avoid. And understanding that your line between the two is going to evolve as you evolve, will become refined and more clear as you practice. So to help you begin to practice, to help you begin to step into the conversations around slowing our clients down and helping them to use this current experience so that they can move forward, Power Questions is a resource I created to help you do this. Okay, there's lots of really tricky client scenarios we find ourselves in that's going to ask us to hold our clients in an uncomfortable experience. And I wanted you to feel supported in doing that. So this resource is amazing because it breaks down three core coaching scenarios that we often shy away from, or we just don't touch because we don't feel like we should. We don't feel like we're qualified to. And really, we are. We just don't have the requisite skills innately from our traditional certs to be able to go there. So this is going to fill in some blanks for you, and it's going to teach you where we should be operating, what we can really help our clients with in these moments, and understand the power of being able to hold them in an experience differently and move them forward differently from that place. Okay, so there's a power flow attached to each scenario. You'll see this is where you'll be offered different questions you can ask, different perspectives that you can offer, and different conversations that you may want to invoke with your clients depending on the circumstance that they're in, depending on the context that you're finding them in. Okay, so I really hope that this helps you a lot. I know that this conversation is a tricky one. It's messy, it's nuanced, and I'm sure that there will be people who agree with me and people that don't agree with me, but this is what I've learned to be true for me and my work. This is what my formal training has taught me about that line for me, and it's really put my mind at ease to have that guiding light around, okay, am I here moving forward or am I here trying to go backwards? And feeling safe inside of exploration as long as we are in the present moment and moving forward from that place. Okay, so I hope that that brings you peace of mind as well. I cannot wait for you to try on some of these power question flows and begin wading into the waters of taking our clients deeper and feeling safe to do so. If you have any questions specific to your unique experience or clients that you're bumping up against, there's also a link in the show notes that says connect with Laura. Feel free to click on that. You'll get my personal inbox. I reply to every submission that I get personally. So don't hesitate to use that link. I'm here for you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for your constant desire to evolve your skills and become a safe space for your clients. I honor you in that. It's so, so needed in the world today. And I just can't say enough about how meaningful this is that you're even here listening to this and wanting to evolve in this way. So I'm proud of you, and I'll see you next time.